Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The topic of this afternoon's plenary session being space initiatives in the Asia-Pacific region, you may think it a little strange that from the United Kingdom we are addressing that. However, I would like to this afternoon highlight the many advances of our colleagues with whom we've been working throughout the Asia-Pacific region. This is an area which Surrey is particularly committed to. First of all, we have spoken today about small satellites. We have seen in the last 10 years small satellites gone from progressing from being an idea through to real application. And indeed, in 1998, we see, I think, microsatellites finally coming of age in meeting some of the real applications for disaster monitoring, for Earth observation, communications that are so desperately needed in the Asia-Pacific region. At Surrey, we have specialised over the last 20 years in small satellites. We have launched 14. The last two have been launched just last month from the CIS for Thailand and Chile. And I would like to use these today as an example of the new space initiatives that are taking place in this region. In fact, not only do the spacecraft that we design and build at Surrey, we also operate in conjunction with our colleagues in the region. Awaiting launch is a new spacecraft, also in collaboration with colleagues in Malaysia, which we hope will be launched before too long in 1999. Just for the completion, we have three other spacecraft, two of which are for European and US colleagues. But EUSAT 12, our new mini satellite, has close collaboration with Nanyang Technological University in Singapore, allowing Singapore to start to participate directly and firsthand in space. However, one of the points that I'd like to strengthen today is that of technology transfer, a program which allows emerging space nations to take their first steps into space in an affordable and rapid and low-risk manner. At Surrey, we have a very strong commitment to technology transfer, and as you will see, much of these programs have been with those countries in the Asia-Pacific region. We have completed four programs with Pakistan, South Africa, South Korea, and Portugal, and then just recently programs with Chile, Thailand, Singapore, which is continuing, and Malaysia. And just after this IAF Congress, we were starting a new program of the People's Republic of China. And you can see our very strong relations in this Asia-Pacific region. The technology transfer program that we have developed at Surrey is particularly tuned to the requirements of the Asia-Pacific region, because we have a rather unique combination of both academic and hands-on training. And so, as you see here, in one of the partners on the recent launch from Chile, the team that spends time with us participates in the mission analysis, design, construction, test, launch, and orbital operation of the spacecraft, its payloads, the ground station, and then orbital commissioning. And in this manner, allows them to gather a very detailed understanding of all the problems, not just technical, but also managerial, that go into the constructing a national space program. Our latest technology transfer program has been with our colleagues in Thailand, and they were a partner on the recent launch with two satellites from Thailand and Chile from Baikonur on a Zenit launcher. We were very lucky in the choice of this Zenit. Unfortunately, the one after ours failed, and so we were very relieved that these two spacecraft are now safely in orbit and commissioned. And in fact, the launch was extremely successful, and this placed Thailand's first national spacecraft in orbit, and we're very pleased indeed to work and have our Thai colleagues here present today. In fact, this Thai spacecraft has made a dramatic contribution to the development of microsatellites in space, because it has the first true multispectral imaging system on a microsatellite, providing 90 meters ground sampling distance resolution in three Landsat TM compatible bands. It uses GPS for image targeting, has onboard data handling, and can communicate directly the images to small low-cost terminals, thus allowing a larger community to benefit directly from the imagery. The next spacecraft, which is currently awaiting launch for Malaysia, will be very similar, but with some 75 metres ground sampling distance. And upcoming spacecraft with China next year will have a resolution of about 50 metres. And so you can see that these microsatellites are beginning to provide real applications for Asia-Pacific region. And as an example, here is an image from our colleagues in Thailand's first spacecraft, TMSAT, which was taken just as I landed in Sydney. And we can see here Sydney and particularly the airport region and the vegetation. This is the first truly multispectral image from a microsatellite, and we can see that these small satellites now are beginning to provide significant contribution as an independent source of Earth observation data. And likewise in China, we have now imaged with TMSAT many regions where we can look at the flooding in the Yangtze and the pollution and the problems in over Chongqing. And this leads very neatly into the next initiative in the Asia-Pacific region, which is again a partnership between Surrey and China, and specifically between Surrey Space Center and Tsinghua University in Beijing. The first activity of which is to form a joint research center to specialize on developments of small satellites, nanosatellites, microsatellites, and mini satellites for the Asia-Pacific region and for meeting the national needs of China. This is a collaborative venture between University of Surrey and Tsinghua University to form this joint research center in small satellites, and also to form a joint venture company to manufacture small spacecraft specifically for the Chinese national requirement. The first satellite of which will be called Tsinghua Huan, and the purpose of this satellite will be to lead the way and demonstrate the necessary technology for a constellation of microsatellites to meet the requirements for disaster monitoring, where it is essential to be able to image anywhere, not everywhere, but anywhere on the Earth's surface within a 12-hour period. And working with our colleagues in China, we have developed a constellation of seven spacecraft. These spacecraft will fly in tandem and will allow us to be able to retrieve images, multispectral images with 50-meter resolution within 12 hours of any point on the Earth's surface. Now, one of the advantages of microsatellites is not only can they be constructed very inexpensively, but because they are small, they could also be launched inexpensively. And so here you can see the constellation of spacecraft can be mounted on a single launcher and thus placed inexpensively into orbit. And whereas a constellation of large spacecraft to provide this type of temporal resolution would not be practicable economically in the region, a combination of microsatellites contributed by regional cooperation forms a very good way of cooperating to meet this very urgent need for disaster monitoring and mitigation. In order to promote this, at Surrey we have, with our colleagues in technology transfer programs, formed a Surrey Space Club, which comprises the various partners not only in the Asia-Pacific region, but in Portugal and Chile as well. And the concept of this is to provide a forum for these international partners to have who have common small satellite experiences through our programs with us here at Surrey in nano, micro, and mini satellite projects. The idea is that through this club, we will be able to share new ideas by meeting annually and to receive presentations and to discuss cooperative projects. In particular, we want to be able to explore how we can propose small space projects as a cooperative venture, both looking at the latest nanosatellite technologies for interplanetary travel and constellations to help with emerging space nations in developing their long-term national space programming, learning from each other, because many of the emerging nations who have launched their first satellites in conjunction with us at Surrey, have then gone on to solve many of their internal political difficulties and funding difficulties, and new members taking their first steps in orbit need to learn these solutions as well quickly without having to reinvent the wheel or go through the same problems. And it is important that having initiated your first satellite, that the momentum is kept up, and therefore the shared experience with those in small satellites in space planning is particularly important. As a focus to this activity, and in addition to catalysing the disaster network, in conjunction with our colleagues, Surrey plans to launch the first small mini satellite to lunar orbit. This will be based on our small mini satellite platform, represents a very major challenge because the programme is going to be on a very small budget. And in order to be able to solve the technological and managerial problems associated with this, is going to stretch the technology and concepts of small satellites to the limit. This is an ideal project for international collaboration, and so will form a focus for the Surrey Space Club through to the year 2001, and to allow our colleagues and partners here in the Asia-Pacific region to participate in not only the direct applications of satellites to meeting their very real needs, but also stimulating the excitement of engineers and particularly young people in space by participating in international space travel. And we are pleased to see that the European Space Agency, having decided not to pursue its Euromoon project, is now participating in this exciting program with us. And so I'd like to thank you for your attention and to congratulate our colleagues from Thailand in particular in this region for taking their first steps into space with us recently. And we see that in this particular mission has made a major breakthrough in terms of the applications of microsatellites for Earth observation and will lead on to a major development in disaster monitoring and mitigation. Thank you.